Welcome to the Accountability Coach Podcast. I am thrilled to have you on board with me today. We're diving into the world of proven business success principles that are all about helping you make more money and work less. Because who doesn't want that, right? I'm on a mission to guide you towards your ideal business and your ideal life. So buckle up and get ready for some powerful insights, and let's turn your goals into reality. This is Ann Backrack. Today we're talking about 5 tips for developing and keeping great habits. Your success relies, well, at least in part, on you spending your time wisely. Now, as a successful business owner, you no doubt realize that time is the most precious commodity that you could possibly possess. You also know that moving to the next stage of success will only be possible if you continue to permeate your life with good habits that will help you to make the most of your very valuable time. Good habits are an asset that every successful person has to develop. But doing this is not always easy, of course. Developing great habits can be challenging, especially when old habits threaten to rise up again during times of possible weakness. Therefore, we are going to explore the 5 tips for developing and keeping great habits. Now, this list will help to remind you of what it takes to create those great habits, and it will also help you to keep from falling back on your old routines that aren't serving you as well. Number 1, define your objective. Why do you want to develop a certain habit anyway? What are you hoping to achieve by it? Before starting a new routine, it's always a good idea to figure out exactly what you hope will come of it. Are you looking to do away with a bad habit by implementing a new one? Are you looking to lose weight? Are you hoping to make more effective use of your time during the day? Figuring out exactly what you hope to accomplish will enable you to look past the difficulties that you could face. Number 2, visualize overcoming any obstacles. Every new habit is going to be tempted with obstacles. It's important to visualize exactly what might happen that could keep you from sticking to your new habits, and to figure out beforehand how you're going to deal with them. Now, if you're trying to effectively lose weight through better eating habits, then you're going to have to find a way to deal with how to avoid some cravings when your mother sends you a box of fresh baked cookies, or you're not eating dessert when your spouse regularly eats it after dinner. If you're working to develop better workout habits, then you're going to have to plan on saying no when your friends want to skip out on a night at the gym and watch a movie instead. The truth is that good habits are not developed completely overnight, as you know. It's going to take some effort to implement them. So make sure that you can visualize a way to get through any obstacles before they happen. Don't let these obstacles be your excuse to not follow through on what you know you need to do in order to achieve the results you ultimately want. Mother Teresa said, "View each obstacle in life as a little gift. Open it and see what's inside." To download my complimentary Power of Visualization, Creating and Enjoying Your Ideal Business and Your Ideal Life guidebook with exercises, go to accountabilitycoach.com/visualization. Number 3, stay consistent. Most good habits take effort to implement. Researchers have not really found conclusive results on how long it actually takes to develop a particular good habit, but most of the figures point to somewhere around a month or even a little longer. Now, I believe you can change a habit in a second. The second you choose it is no longer acceptable for it to be the way it currently is now. While you are attempting to institute a new good habit, keep in mind that there are going to be times when it's going to be difficult. In fact, there are going to be times when you mess up even. If you're trying to lose weight, you're going to break your zero-carb habit at least once. But this doesn't mean you have to give it up altogether. A lot of people give up if they experience a slight weakness or break in their new habits, even if it only happens once. It can be easy to lose heart. You can become disappointed and even discouraged in yourself, and it's usually more difficult to continue on than if it would be to fall back on your old ways. But it's extremely important that you remain consistent during this time. So if you mess up, just move on. Make it a point to do better tomorrow. You are not going to be perfect. You know what? Nobody is. So just do your best and make it a point to keep putting one foot in front of the other. That is how good habits are formed. An entire journey begins with a single step, and good habits are no different. Number four, be accountable. One of the best ways to make sure you stick to your new good habit is to hold yourself accountable. One way of doing this is to tell people around you about your new habit and what you want the end results to be. Tell family members, associates, colleagues, anyone you spend a lot of time with. Good intentions don't actually produce results, so we all need a little accountability along the way. There are two great benefits to doing this. First, by telling everyone about your new good habit, you will be more apt to stay consistent and see it through. Nobody likes to look bad by telling a lot of people about it because you feel obligated then to continue with it. Number two, in sharing your new habits with those around you, you will be more apt to receive encouragement and praise for your good choices. This can go a long way towards helping you feel more accomplished as you strive to implement your new routine. And number five, don't start out too big. Now, when it comes to developing new habits, work to start small. Instead of cutting out all sweets from your diet, start with just cutting them out, let's say, after 7 p.m. When this is successful, you can move on to cutting them out 2 days a week. Start small, or you will be more inclined to fall back on your old habits. Benjamin Franklin said, "By failing to prepare, you are preparing to fail." I couldn't agree more. So what can you do here? Well, start by sitting down and following these five steps to outline new and productive habits for yourself. Good habits can make you more successful by helping you feel better about yourself and by helping you to optimize your time, both of which are incredible advantages when it comes to moving forward and getting ahead in your business and in life. Unlock a blueprint to your ideal business and ideal life by scheduling your free consultation with me today. Well, after investing your very valuable time with me, I hope that you gained insights and an idea or two that will propel you to greater heights in every facet of your life. Please share the wisdom by passing on my Accountability Coach podcast to help ignite others, which can be found in most podcast platforms and in most English-speaking countries. And subscribe to the Accountability Minute for daily guidance on proven business success principles, which can also be found in most podcast platforms and in most English-speaking countries. And I salute you for your hunger for more, your drive for wanting to be even better, and your unyielding commitment to being the architect of your destiny. Want more proven business success tips and resources? Well, of course you do. Subscribe to my blog by going to accountabilitycoach.com/blog. And always aim for what you want each and every single day. Until next time, make it a great day, today and every day. I appreciate you listening. Oh, and by the way, if you're getting value from any of my podcasts, please take a minute to leave me a short rating and review. I'd really appreciate it, and I always do love to hear from you.